Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
He tells you that in the Word. I do not get pleasure in my children being sick or having to kill you because of sin. That's why I want you to repent. And we'll probably read some of those scriptures today that will confirm that. I want you to see that. God doesn't want you to be sick. He doesn't want you to be tormented with a tormenting spirit. But let me tell you what. He made a set of rules in His Word. And if He says it, His hands are tied. You know that? If God said it in His Word, He cannot go against what He said in His Word. I think that's wonderful, because that means if I obey Him, He's going to bless me. And He can't do anything but bless me if I obey Him. Don't you love to be blessed?
Amen.
Don't you say, well, I'm going to obey God and do everything I want to, but He's got white hair, and I don't like that white hair, so I ain't going to bless Him. I don't care how good He is, I'm not going to bless Him. Or He don't have no hair at all, so I ain't going to bless Him. Now, aren't we glad that we don't serve a God like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. God said, if you obey me, it don't matter if I got hair or don't have hair.
Right.
He's going to bless my socks off as long as I obey Him, right?
Right?
See? But now, see, we can show favoritism, but did you know that's a sin too? Do you know there's lots of people sick because they show favoritism? Favoritism is not something you can do as a Christian. Oh, you can do it all right, but it'll ruin your life and it'll make you sick. It will even kill you. How many people do you know in church that shows favoritism to somebody? Lots of people. But God tells us not to do that. Wow. Let's start out here with some scripture. I want to show you some things here. This little note here, I'm going to read this to you. I think this is so good. This little young man is sitting there with his dad, and his dad's got his arm around him. He said, Dad, I'm considering making a career in organized crime. And his dad says, government or private sector? I thought that was good. I'm telling you, folks, I don't know if you know it or not, but in the state of Texas, we have a governor that is trying to be a good governor. We're in better shape than any state in the union. You know, we're financially in better shape. We have more jobs. So we're doing something right in the state of Texas. I don't care what anybody says. They can laugh at our governor because he's a Christian, because he called all the people to pray, 30,000 of them here last year. I don't know of any other governor that did that, do you? But he did. And we had a big prayer meeting down in Houston, and God has, He's blessed our state. So the other day, the governor and them, they made a rule in the law offices that we would not give money to Planned Parenthood for abortions anymore. Boy, it's a good time to be an obedient Christian. And it might be a good time to be an obedient Christian with a gun, because you might have to defend yourself. You can't tell. You know, when they rise up like they did in Lebanon, they kill people. They kill Christians. There was one of the lady friends of mine that was on TV with me. She was lived in Florida, and she come against the Obama administration and all the things the government's doing, and she publicly said it all on television. Somebody sent three hooded men into her house, bust her door down, come right up to her face, took an automatic, semi-automatic pistol, put it in her face, and pulled the trigger, and it snapped. And they pulled it back and put another shell in it and snapped it the second time, and it still didn't go off, so they tried to beat her to death with the butt of that gun and broke all of her jaw, everything. And then they finally left, and they thought they had killed her. And then when I heard about it, just within hours of it, I heard about it, and I prayed with another man that God would completely restore that woman, heal her, and not even have a scar on her face. And I'm telling you, the King of the universe completely healed that woman today. She don't have even a scar on her face.
Okay.
Our God is an awesome God. But I told her, I told her, I said, you know what I would do? If I was you, I would get me a pump or an automatic or a double-barrel shotgun with double-aught buckshot, and I'd have it sitting beside my bed. I said, if anybody else busts through your door, learn how to use it. I guarantee I have one. It's sitting beside my bed. If somebody busts my door down in the middle of the night, they better know who they are. I want to warn you in advance, you may not walk out of my bedroom if you bust my door down and don't come in. If you come in unannounced, you may die. Because I'm not going to let a Muslim or anybody else come into my bedroom and kill me and my wife without a fight.
Amen.
You know, I'm a fighting man. Somebody said, you know, you don't sound like much of a Christian. Hey, you ain't read the book.
That's right.
I just got through reading the book of Joshua. And do you know what God did? He sent Joshua into 39 kingdoms. And you know what he told him to do to every one of them? Kill every king, kill every man, kill every woman, and kill every child. Leave no one alive. Even the animals. Kill them all. Because if you don't, you will intermarry with them and they will take you away from me. And I do not want that. So Joshua annihilated all these kingdoms. Isn't that amazing? You know, when people say, you know, God, in fact, Deuteronomy 32, 39, I'm going to put that up there and I want you to see that. You know, when I read that, of course, I guess it took something like this to shock me into reality. I had read all those scriptures about where God had sent his men in, David, to kill and wipe them out and everything like this. You know, but people today don't believe God's the same as he was yesterday. They think he's a loving fuddy-duddy up there in heaven. But in Deuteronomy 32, 39, I want you to see what that says. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I do what? Does he kill?
Yes.
Do you let me tell you what? I read a book here a while back about a man that's on Christian television and Christian radio. He wrote a book saying this scripture did not mean what it says. God does not kill. I thought, now how can this man read the book and not realize that God is a God that kills? I mean, you know, when you read the Bible, God is a God that kills. I mean, you can't read the book without finding it, can you, Billy? All over the place. And then people say, but, you know, he would never do that to us. Oh, where do you think death comes from? God kills you. In other words, whenever he gets through with you, nothing's going to happen to you till he's through with you. When he's through with you, he's going to take you out. When I started saying, well, you know, it's sin that causes this. Some people say, you know, now, Thurman, sin and sickness are not directly related. I'm telling you, they are directly related. I don't care what you say. Moses lived 120 years. And Moses was told by God to speak to the rock so water can come forth for my people. Did he not? Now, Moses had put up with this bunch. I'm going to tell you what, I couldn't have done what Moses did. You know, I can't hardly get by with, you know, 50 or 100 people. I got one or two once in a while come by here that rub me the wrong way. But to have 3 or 4 million of them critters, and I'm going to have to walk with them for 40 years, night and day. Sometimes I can't even get along with this one I live in the house with. You know that? Sometimes she rubs me wrong. Or once in a while, I rub her wrong. Or what? You know, we've come to realize we have to make it a dedicated thing to walk in love with each other every day. Because there's things I do that maybe I'm having a bad day, and she don't know it. And I'm having a bad day, and she comes up to say something, and I'd snap her head off. I know none of y'all ever done anything like that but me, huh? Or she might do the same thing to me. Somebody said, oh, Cheryl, she's sweet. She would never do that. You don't live with her. I can say that about her because I know every one of the rest of y'all out there are human beings just like me and Cheryl. Is that right? You have lost your cool with your mate somewhere along the line. Have you not? Sure, you all know you have. And we are human beings. So that's why we make it a point to say, okay, I'm sorry, I lost it, I got upset, I forgive you, and we start over. Or Cheryl, she don't even say that to me, she just starts praying. She starts saying, Lord, soften his heart and make him more like Jesus. That's all she does. Lord, soften my husband's heart and make him more like Jesus. Now, is that a good prayer to pray?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and usually she, like she says so many times, within 10 minutes after I pray, you're a totally different person. Isn't that amazing? So why don't we all learn to do that? Why don't we all learn to pray? But anyway, We need to learn to pray. And we look at this. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, I make alive, I wound, and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Now, who does all this? That's right, God does. Now I want to take you to the New Testament, and I want to show you a scripture in John 15:2. That's where I want to go. John 15:2. I want you to look at this. I read this for years not believing it meant what it said. But I want you to see what John 15:2 says. John 15:2, this happens to be an NLT. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more fruit. What does it mean to cut you off? What? Kill you? Now, this loving God, he would never do that. Billy? Oh, he will? Then, when people call themselves Christians, and they're not doing what he says, they're not walking in love, they're going to church sometimes, they're not studying the Word, they're not walking in love at all, or especially women today, we have so many women that go to church that call themselves Christians, but yet they're sleeping around with everybody in town. Do y'all know anybody like that? I see it all the time. I've had people come out here screaming at me saying, why is everything happening bad to me? Why is everybody trying to steal my children away from me? And I have to say, woman, have you not opened your eyes and looked around? What do you mean? I said, do you not realize that you have three children? Well, yes, what's wrong with that? I said, nothing if they'd have been with the same husband, but since they're from a man you ain't married to and it's been three different men, that's a problem. How many of y'all know God don't like that? You know he don't like that? So I said, your life is falling apart because you're not doing what God says.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.